Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Midos Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Chosas Bas Rachel. Shishi Bezechad Find Rizivik Hagun Bikar of Mamish. We can use crossing the base of the Mizbeach. Ubekerem Aravas Drymis Hayushnei Nakavim. At the base of the Mizbeach, by the southwestern corner, there were two holes. Remember, the front of the Mizbeach, if you will, is in the south. Then that left-hand corner, right at the beginning of the Mizbeach, that southwest, there were two holes in the Yisoid. Kimin Shnei Chatam Dakim, like two small nostrils. Shadam Nitanam Yisoid Maraviv Yisoid Drymi Yardin Bohen. The blood that was placed on the west and the southern base, they would go down in them. We know that certain karbanas, the leftover blood had to be poured on the south and western base, and so these two holes were right at the southwest, and that's where the blood was poured. It went into these holes. Umas arvin ba'ama, then they would mix in the ama of Yotzal Nachal Kidron and go out to Nachal Kidron. What's this referring to? So there's an ama, a channel of water running through the Azara, and the reason why it's called an ama is because it was an ama wide and an ama deep. So this blood, once it went through these holes in the base, it would run along the floor of the Azara. According to some, it would go through a pipe. It would then feed into this channel, then go out of the Beis HaMikdash to Nachal Kidron, Kidron Valley, which is below. And actually, this Amma served a very important purpose, because all the blood and liquid that spilled on the floor of the Azara would be swept into this Amma, and sometimes when they needed to clean the floor of the Azara, they would plug up the exit hole, kind of like plugging up the bath, so you're able to fill it up, and then the stream would obviously continue running, and it would overflow its banks and flood the entire Azara with water, and that's a really easy way to clean it, kind of like how we do sponja here in Eretz Yisrael. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Lamata Baritzba Ba'isa Karen, below, on the floor, right by that Karen, the southwestern one, Makam HaYosham Amal Amma, there was an area, there was an Amma by an Amma, Batavashal Shayesh, it was a marble tablet, like a floor tile, Batabas HaYosha Gavuaba, there was a ring in it that enabled one to pick up this floor tile, Shabbat Yardin Lashis, Umanakan HaYosai, that's how one could go down to the Shis or the Shitin and clean it out. This was a chamber that was basically underneath the Mizbeach, that when the Nesachim, the wine libations, were poured on top of the Mizbeach, they would go down to the Shitin, they would be left there, and since it was very thick, heavy, potent wine that they used back then, it would congeal, and so every once in a while, Kaihan would go down to clean out all this congealed wine. That's what the Mishnah just told us. Continue to describe the Mizbeach, like Kevash Hayel Drem Shal Mizbeach. There was a ramp at the south of the Mizbeach, Shalash Mishnah Morech of Shesh Esrei, 32 by 16 Amos, which means it was 16 Amos wide and 32 Amos long. That's the way they got to the top of the Mizbeach. And Revuva Haisaloi B'maravai, it had a window or a hollow on the west-hand side, meaning on the left-hand side of the Mizbeach, Shesham HaYunaisim Psulich Chatzaif, that's what replaced Psuli Chatzaif, which means when a chatas that was a bird became puzzle and couldn't be brought on the Mizbeach, but they had to wait till it stayed overnight to become even more puzzle. We're not going to get into that discussion now, but it needed to have lina, it needed to stay overnight. So they put it in this little indentation, it would stay there overnight, then they would remove it and dispose of it as necessary. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah, Dal and Hay continue to discuss, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.